Everybody, Barry here again from Turning the Page. Hey, mathematics was not my strongest topic at school. In fact, it was the least strongest topic. I was terrible at maths. That was until actually, it's a bit of a sidetrack from my topic, but that was until I got some sort of remedial learning when in my teens, actually. And everything started to slot in. Oh, I can understand this. I'd missed so much school because I'd been unwell that I think I missed quite a bit of my maths, and I just didn't get those key ideas together. But one of the things that I do remember faintly is the word product. And the word product means the result from two or more numbers when they're multiplied together. So the product of 2 times 5 is 10. And I've got some other multiplications like here. So 5 times 3 times 20 times 9 is the product is 2,700. Or 3 times 1 times 4 equals 12. The product is 12. Note that this is multiplication. All right. When we add numbers together, it's the word sum is used to describe the result. Well, that enough of math. I don't really want to get into math. But back to that word product. And recently I've been listening to the audiobook version of Surprised by Joy, The Shape of My Early Life by C.S. Lewis. And I like to listen to audio books and podcasts as I do my work, as I mow the lawns and do the gardening for various people. And this particular book is a memoir or an autobiography of C.S. Lewis and his early life. And I've found that if you really want to get to know someone, explore their early life and come to understand what has gone into shaping them. And there's this wonderful little paragraph, and I'll read the complete paragraph later on, but there's this two sentences. I am a product of long corridors, empty sunlit rooms, upstairs indoor silences, attics explored in solitude, distant noises of gurgling cisterns and pipes, and the noise of wind under the tiles. Full stop. Also of endless books. Full stop. C.S. Lewis. And I just that's those two sentences, one long, one short, really just grabbed me. And it's like because he said I'm a product, you got to say, okay, all these things sort of multiplied together. So long corridors multiplied by empty sunlit rooms, multiplied by upstairs indoor silences, multiplied by attics explored in solitude, multiplied by distant noises of gurgling cisterns and pipes, multiplied by the noise of wind under the tiles, multiplied by endless books. And what do you get? You get a C.S. Lewis. And of course, and as you read this book, you'll find that there are many, many other factors and people and situations that went into creating who he was. And he talks about his parents. He talks about being an atheist, life in the trenches of World War I, relationships he's had, and many, many other things. But what is interesting to me is that he sums up himself as a product of the environments that he found himself in. These are places where we go, where we can go to ourselves. We know what a long corridor looks like. We know what empty sunlit rooms have a certain feel to them. Attics, those places you go with a torch and have to brush away cobwebs, they have a sense of adventure and hiddenness. For some, the thought of endless books might be quite overwhelming and even repulsive. But for someone like C.S. Lewis, it would have been like sitting down to a banquet. And from all these factors being multiplied together, we have probably the deepest and most profound theological writing of the 20th century. And we have the beauty of Narnia and The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the depth of mere Christianity, and the wit and playfulness of the Screwtape Letters. I wonder if you were to write a paragraph containing 36 words that describe the factors that have shaped you, what would you write? You see, the mind has a negative bias, and it can so easily drift to the traumas, the hurts, and the disappointments. And look, C.S. Lewis had plenty of those. Instead, look to the environments that you inhabited, where you immersed your time and felt most comfortable. And you may find hints in the environments that your parents embraced or took you to. I was rummaging through some old photos the other day and I came across this photo of me taken in my early 20s. And I think it'll be in the show notes. If not, just come over to the website and have a look. But I'm sitting on a hill, on the side of a hill with my guitar, and it's in the summertime, and there's grass and there's sheep in the background. It's farmland, and it's just I could go through there right now. I'm probably playing some song, John Denver, Country Roads Take Me Home, or something like that. But in this one image, I think I've captured many of the environmental factors that shaped me. And if I was to write a C.S. Lewis, I'm a product of, I think this is what I might write. I'm a product of the outdoors, warm summer breezes, musical notes, solitude and silence, soil, sheep, pastoral care, and animal husbandry. The small things inhabiting the large and conversations with earthy depth. Okay, it's not as eloquent as C.S. Lewis, but you get the idea. And we often, why is this all important? Why am I writing or reading out a post about this? Well, I think we often come to times when we ask deeper questions, places of decision where we question our purpose. In these times, it's healthy to reflect on the environments that have shaped the deeper parts of ourselves. Are there patterns and places where you feel at home in? What are the environments that have gone into the shaping the product that you are? And how do these reflections inform the choices you're about to make today or into the future? So that's what are you a product of? Have a think about that. What are you a product of? Here's some quotes for you to think about. Today you are you, that is you truer than true. There is no one alive than who is youer than you. Dr. Seuss, I love that quote. Invisible threads are the strongest ties. Friedrich Nietzsche. I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions. Stephen Covey. Now here's the full quote to do with C.S. Lewis. The new house is almost a major character in my story. I'm a product of long corridors, empty sunlit rooms, upstairs indoor silences, attics explored in solitude, distant noises of gurgling cisterns and pipes, and the noise of wind under the tiles, also of endless books. My father bought all the books he read and never got rid of any of them. There were books in the study, books in the drawing room, books in the cloakroom, books, brackets too deep, close brackets, in the great bookcase on the landing, books in a bedroom, books piled as high as my shoulder in the cistern attic, books of all kinds reflecting every transient stage of my parents' interests, books readable and unreadable, books suitable for a child, and books most emphatically not. Nothing was forbidden me. In the seemingly endless rainy afternoons, I took volume after volume from the shelves. I had always the same certainty of finding a book that was new to me as a man who walks into a field has of finding a new blade of grass. Where all these books had been before we came to the new house is a problem that never occurred to me until I began writing this paragraph. I have no idea of the answer. C.S. Lewis. So, some questions. What were the environments that influenced you as a child? What, number two, what environments do you naturally drift to now? Think of someone you admire. Research the environments that went into the shaping of their lives. An exercise, craft a sentence or two where you express the environments that have shaped the product you are. There we are. That's this week's post. If you want to email me some thoughts, some suggestions, questions, yeah, please do. Barry@turningthepage.co.nz. And until next week, have a think about the environments that shape you into the person that you are. Okay, bye.